Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
New Zealand's 50th Parliament got underway on Tuesday, with the 121 MPs elected to sit in the House of Representatives being sworn in and then electing Lockwood Smith as their Speaker for a second term. Next day, the Governor-General delivered the speech on the throne. The government's programme for the next 3 years, it contained one item in particular that was to divide the House from the outset.
My government will extend the mixed ownership model under which Air New Zealand currently operates to 4 state-owned enterprises: Meridian Energy, Mighty River Power, Genesis Power and Solid Energy, and will reduce its stake in Air New Zealand.
More details followed when the Prime Minister, National's John Key, spoke in the address and reply debate that followed the Governor-General's speech on the throne, when the House returned from lunch at 2 p.m. on Wednesday.
Next year, Mr. Speaker, the government will embark on the mixed ownership model, and we'll start with Mighty River.
At 19 hours, the address and reply debate is the longest debate in a parliamentary term. Tradition dictates it starts with maiden speeches from two new government backbenchers, Alfred Narro and Paul Goldsmith, moving and seconding the motion on Wednesday, and be turned into a confidence vote by the opposition, led in this parliament by Labour's David Shearer.
The opposition has no confidence in the programme the government has outlined, and that's why I move an amendment as follows: that the following words be added to the motion, quote, "and the National-led government will sell New Zealand's assets against the will of the public."
By bundling asset sales into a confidence vote, Mr. Shearer creates a dilemma for the Māori Party, represented in the debate on Wednesday by one of their three list MPs, Te Uruua Flavel, who clarified his party's relationship with John Key's minority government.
The Māori Party does not support partial asset sales, and support for such measures was not included as a part of that accord. So we've also been very clear about the agree to disagree provisions. This provision protects the independence, the mana motuhaka of the Māori Party. We have the freedom to vote on all issues on a case-by-case basis, other than matters which are subject to confidence and supply, which is around the budget.
Without the Māori Party on board, National, with 59 seats, still has the support of the ACT Party's John Banks and United Futures' Peter Dunn to provide the bare minimum of a one-seat majority. While across the chamber, the opposition were already gearing up for a campaign to fight asset sales, led by Labour with 34 seats in the chamber.
Labour will lead a campaign up and down this country against the sale of our assets.
Mr. Shearer will be joined in the campaign by the Greens, who have 14 seats.
The sale of our state-owned power companies is wrong for many reasons, but for the Greens, it is the closing of the door on a coordinated clean energy future, driven by assets owned by all of us and delivering benefits to everyone, that is the worst offence.
Greens co-leader Russell Norman said the campaign would be fought both inside and outside the House.
One option for trying to stop the sale of our assets is a citizen-initiated referendum. Such a campaign would require a broad coalition of those who want to protect our assets. We are prepared to be part of such a coalition. We have already spoken to some organisations about this idea, and there is preliminary interest. We would be keen to work alongside other parties in this House, NGOs, unions, community organisations and anyone else that wants to get involved in a citizen-initiated referendum. The people of New Zealand want to keep our assets in public ownership. Working together, we can mount a campaign to do just that. It is time for the voice of the people to override the voice of the government on this issue.
Russell Norman and the Greens can expect support on this issue from the fourth largest party in the chamber, New Zealand First, which has 8 seats and is led by Winston Peters.
As I was saying before, I was so rudely and foully interrupted.
Back after an absence of 3 years, Mr. Peters had nothing but contempt for the plan to sell shares in the state-owned power companies.
You know, Mighty River is a jewel in the crown of state assets. So why sell it? We all know it'll end up in foreign hands. Is that 5 minutes? Thank you very much. That'll be all I need.
but it's more than we can handle because we're out of time. We'll have to wait now until next year for Mr. Peters and his colleagues to return from their summer holiday to resume their debate on Tuesday, February the 7th, when the year in the House will begin as usual at 2 p.m. with question time. In the meantime, best wishes from me, Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.